Okay, good morning everyone. Today's shiur is sponsored by the Nishmas Moshe Yaakov Ben Shimon, Neshama Shav and Aliyah, and a Rufu Shleima for Tehila Esther Bas Adini Yocheved. Should have Rufu Shleima B'Sech Sharchal Yisrael. Okay, welcome back. I apologize again about last Tuesday that I wasn't able to be here, but everyone wants to know, and I was thinking about before, should we say something about what happened yesterday in Boston? There was also an earthquake this morning in Iran. I'm a combination of the fact that we missed a class last week and I'd like to cover ground, and because of the fact that I did speak about the Boston incident. I spoke about it last night on the Hilchos Tefillah conference call, so I touched upon it then. Perhaps we'll touch upon it tonight as well. Okay. If anyone wants to go on TorahAnytime.com, which is a great website, and TorahAnytime.com, almost all my shiurim are there. Hilchos Tefillah conference call part 35. That's where I spoke about it for a few minutes. If you want to take a look over there, but we're not going to be able to discuss it this morning. So we're just going to, our thoughts and our minds are on those that need Yeshua's, and Bez Hashem, hopefully the schus of learning will protect the entire world. Okay. We had the schus of having four classes, four shiurim on Hilchos Brachos before Pesach. So now we're going to continue. Then we took a break for Hilchos Chol HaMoed, some of Yontif, some of Sfira. And we're going to now go back to Hilchos Brachos. I'd like to finish within the next two or three Shiurim Bez Hashem what we need to know in regards to Hilchos Brachos, and then we'll be able to go back to Hilchos Shabbos, Lamatas Melachos, perhaps some other issues of aspects of Hilchos Shabbos. But today what we're going to discuss, first of all, before we get back to Hilchos Brachos, definitely I was discussing with a few of you here and a few other people from around the neighborhood. A few of you have heard the Shiurim on Torah Anytime. As far as Hilchos Brachos, there was some misunderstanding about a couple of halachos. People came to me and they told me, or they told other people, that I said certain halachos as far as making a new bracha when you go out of the house, and as far as an alamichya and brain of fashos, and a few various different halachos. Definitely understand that a lot of the halachos that we learned are confusing. I do feel like I need to talk at a certain pace. I can't just say one or two halachas in a whole 45 minutes. That wouldn't be fair to everybody. People make the trip out. We need to cover ground. I understand that I do talk a little bit fast. In class, in the Beis Yaakov, I definitely talk slower because there people need to take notes and I'm going to test them on it. So I definitely talk slower. But if there's anything unclear, definitely ask me. If we don't have time to answer the questions, to clarify again during the shiur itself, definitely ask me after the class, and definitely you can call me at any time. I know people have hesitations to call a rav because they don't want to bother them. I'm not a rav, so I'm twiddling my thumbs all day, and you could just call me with any questions, whether it's Hilchos Brachos or Hilchos Shabbos. If I can't answer the phone, don't worry, I won't, and if I can't talk to you at that point, so I'll just tell you, I'll call you back. So definitely you can call me with any questions, anybody, whether it's something we discussed or not, and we'll be able to get everybody on the right path. So today what we're going to discuss is the halachos of mizonos. There are many issues in regards to the bracha of mizonos and hamoitzi, and that's what we're going to discuss today. Hopefully we'll try to accomplish as much as we can in that topic. So any food that comes from the five species of grain, any food that comes from the five species of grain, which I'm sure you know what those are, we'll say it in English, it's wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats. Any food that comes from those five grains are considered of higher importance than other foods. They're considered more chashuv, and therefore it requires its own specific bracha. Considered more chashuv, and that is the different levels of the bracha. We know there's many different bracha rishonim. There's shahakal, ha'etz, hadama, there's hagafen, there's mezonos, and hamoitzi. So the level of importance, that makes it require a higher level of a bracha. Why? Because grain foods, those are grain foods that are dietary staples, which attain their highest form in bread, which we'll discuss. So since that's a mainstay of a meal, we say that those grain foods are more chashuv. The bracha on those foods are mizonos. Mizonos means that those are foods that are nutritious and they satiate and they sustain. That's what mizonos means. And also because of the fact that they're part of the Zayin Minim. Wheat and barley are one of the seven Minim of Eretz Yisrael, and rye, spelt, and oats are all subcategories of wheat and barley. And we say that therefore also it is considered Choshev. Now keep in mind, these objects, the wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats, they grow from the ground. They grow from the ground, so technically you would think that they would be only Hadama. But that's what we're saying. Sometimes it will be only Hadama. We'll discuss granola bars shortly, but these foods that they're not just simply grown from the ground, but they're made more chashiv, they require not only a hadama, but a higher level of a bracha. When they are baked, when this wheat, barley, rye, spelt, and oats are baked, and they're made into a higher level, then we call it pas. In Hebrew, that's called pas. Pei samach. Pas means a bread. If the pas that it is being made into, this wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats, it's the pas that it's made into is a meal type of food, then it's not only pas, but that's what we call lechem. Then that's bread. And of course, that's the bracha of hamotzi lechem min haaretz. That is the most chashuv bracha. That's the highest level where it's mamish into a mainstay of a meal. Then that's lechem. That's hamotzi lechem min haaretz. However, when it's made into pas, but not into a meal type of pas, but a snack type of pas, then it's not all the way on the level of hamotzi, but it's still not only the level of hadama, it's higher than that. So therefore we give it the bracha of mizonos. So again, it grows from the ground, so you would think it requires only a hadama, but these items that are baked and made more chashiv, then it's called pas. If it's made into a meal type of pas, then it's not only pas, it's lechem. If it's made into a snack type of pas, then those get the bracha of mizonos. Those snack types of pas have a halachic term that the Gemara and the Shulchan Aruch call it. Anybody know what that's called? The snack type of pas? Pas habavi kisnan, right? Pas habavi kisnan is what we call a snack type of pas, and it requires only a mizonos, but not a hamotzi. There are three opinions in the Rishonim. What exactly is this pas haba b'kisnin? What's the exact translation of pas haba b'kisnin that does not require a hadama? It's higher than hadama, but on the other hand, it's not a hamotzi. What exactly is this pas haba b'kisnin? Three opinions. Opinion number one is that it's a dough formed into a pocket. A kiss is a purse in Hebrew. A kiss is like a pocket, a pocketbook. And it's filled with fruit or nuts or something similar. If it's filled with fruit, it has like a pocket and it's filled with fruit, that is pas haba b'kisnin and only requires a mizonos. So,
you filled with fruit?
Oh, we'll get there. You go. We'll get there. Give me a chance. I said fruit, yes. So, some examples are, of course, a hamantash is pas haba b'kisnin according to opinion number one and requires only a mizonos. Pies such as cherry pie, blueberry pie, lemon pie, apple pie, that is somewhat of a pocket because the crust on the side goes nice and high, and that is also filled with fruit. Those are also pas haba b'kisnin in according to opinion number one and only requires a mizonos. Those are considered snack type of foods, snack types of pas, and therefore it requires a mizonos according to opinion number one. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this fruit inside has to be significantly tasted. Meaning it's not enough, it's just like one cherry, it's like cherry filling. You put in one cherry into a crust, that doesn't turn it into a mizonos, according to opinion number one. It has to be significantly tasted, and that's why raisin challah is hamotzi. Raisin challah is not mizonos, even though there's some raisins inside. But the answer is that it's not significantly tasted. You'll taste the raisins, of course. You'll taste the raisin, but it's not unless there's tons and tons of raisins in the raisin challah. Then maybe it'll turn into a mizonos. But generally speaking, it's just sprinkled with raisins, and therefore that's why it requires. It keeps basically a challah with some raisins inside. Therefore, it remains hamotzi. As you called out before, there is a big machlokes whether does it have to, according to opinion number one, does it have to be filled with fruit only? Let's say it's filled with something else. Let's say it's filled with cheese or vegetables or meat or fish. Does that also get included in pas haba b'kisnin according to opinion number one? And this is very nogeya in many different types of foods. What basically is going to come out is that it depends. Is it a meal type of pas or is it a snack type of pas? So let's discuss it. A cheese Danish. It's filled with cheese. Is Is that a snack type of food, or is that a meal type of food? Of course, that's a snack type of food. You go to the bakery, it's not called a restaurant, it's called a bakery. So you buy your cheese Danish. That's one of the reasons why we assume, you could buy bread at a bakery, that's also true. But
you're not gonna walk out of the bakery and like
right. But that's understood that it's a snack type of food, and therefore cheese Danishes are mizonos. Potato knishes. It's filled with potatoes, not filled with fruit. Okay, we'll discuss when you take a pasta baba kisnin and make it into your meal. We have to get to that. But let's say I'm just having a couple bites of a potato knish. The place can assume that a potato knish is a snack type of food. And if you simply have one potato knish, we'll discuss. Let's say you make it into your lunch, you make it into your supper. We'll get there. Okay. But now I'm just talking about, you just have to have a pasta baba kisnin, you have one tiny potato knish for a snack. We assume that that is a snack type of food, and therefore it is mizonos. Franks and blankets. Franks and blankets. What bracha does everybody here make on Franks and blankets? Mizonos. But it's wrapped around a little hot dog, a little frank. Again, the place can assume that that's like a finger type of food, and we assume that that's mizonos. Again, we have to discuss. Let's say I have 20 Franks and blankets. Does that change? We'll discuss it. But as far as you have one or two knishes, one knish or one Franks and blankets, one cheese Danish.
Let's say.
We're going to discuss when you have other foods, a lot of other foods. Here I'm just talking about the basic halacha. We're just starting. That is going to be mizonos. Pizza, Bez Hashem, we're going to discuss separately. That is opinion number one of what is pasa baba kisnin. Question? Only questions on what we said already.
When you say opinion...
I was saying like a cheese calzone also has cheese in it, but it's more...
So when we get to pizza, we're going to discuss calzones also. Yeah.
Does intentionality have anything to do with it?
Nothing. We're going to discuss it. When I have a pasta baba kisnin and this is my meal, does that change the halacha? Over here, we're going to get there. We're going to get there, hopefully even today, if you guys give me a chance. But just I'm talking about the actual bracha. The actual bracha on this food that I have in front of me, it's a bracha that is mizonos.
And whose opinion is this?
This is one of the Rishayim. The Rishulchan Aruch brings it.
We go by this?
We're going to discuss how we pass it. We're going to discuss. Yeah.
No, is that how quiche falls into this category?
Quiche would probably, if it's like a crust, it would probably fall into that. Is that a mizonos? Is that a snack type of food? Maybe it's like some type of pie. Okay. I mean, they serve it at meals. Yeah. So, it's a good question. You got a question?
Okay. Meaning what? If the quiche is not a snack type of food, because I wouldn't say quiche is snack food. It's more
right,
like
but it's not a mainstay of a meal. A bread is the mainstay of a meal. You spread jam on it. You spread cream cheese on it. You make a sandwich out of it. You have it as a meal, but it's not usually eaten as the main part of the meal, and then all the rest are side dishes. That's not the way it's usually looked at. Perhaps, okay, let me look what the Paiskim say if they say specifically that type of food.
If it would be that quiche is the main food, then the argument is that it's not a mizonos, it's a hamotzi?
That's what we have to discuss. If it's going to be, first we need to discuss what bracha is it. Then we have to discuss, what you all keep on asking, is that let's say I take a mizonos food and I make it into my meal by eating a certain amount, or this is my lunch.
What other bracha would the quiche be if not mizonos?
Perhaps it's hamotzi. It's made from wheat, barley, rice, spelt, or oats, yes. But it was baked, right? So it's not only a hadama anymore. So it's a higher bracha. Which higher bracha is it? Is it mizonos or hamotzi? So what we've been saying till now is that if it's a snack type of food, it's going to be a mizonos. If it's a meal type of food, it's going to be hamotzi. And we're trying to discuss... we're getting there. What are the opinions of a snack type of food? Pasa baba kisnin is the snack type of food. Opinion number one of pasa baba kisnin is that the translation of the word kisnin is a pocket. Kisnin is a pocket, and it's stuffed with fruit. And the machlokes, not even clear what the Mishnah Berurah's opinion is. Let's say it's not stuffed with fruit, but it's stuffed with other foods. Is that included in opinion number one?
Wouldn't it be the amount to eat? Because even if you would have hamotzi and you don't eat enough bread?
100%. If you take a hamotzi, let's say you take a piece of bread. I'm going to discuss this when I get to that aspect, but if you take a piece of bread, the bracha is on hamotzi, on bread is hamotzi. Let's say I just have a piece of bread as a snack, which my twins, they come home, you want a snack? Yeah, I want a piece of bread. They like having bread for snack. We all know that the bracha is still hamotzi. Even if you have a bread as a snack, for sure that's hamotzi. Let's say you have a snack as a meal. That we'll get to shortly. That all of you want to know, and Bez Hashem, we'll get there. But that's clear the other way. If you have a meal type of pass as a snack, that for sure is hamotzi. The other way we're going to discuss Hopefully today. Yeah.
But hot pretzels, I always.
We're going to discuss hot pretzels. We're going to get the hot pretzels. We're going to discuss Mizrona sauce. We're going to discuss pizza. All the best food.
Croissants. We should just be
croissants is basically also, we assume that is Mizrona.
A Mizrona?
It depends what type of croissant. Yeah, I even have that written down. I think it's going to be in opinion number two why that's going to be Mizrona. We're going to discuss sweet rolls.
Can you spell that?
Chaf Yud Samach Nun Yud Nun.
Chaf.
Yeah. Only on something we said already.
Yeah. You have like a pie, right? An apple pie, so you just make Mizrona.
Right.
And you sell these tarts that are.
Those are also snack type of foods. Those are also.
You fill them with fruit.
Right.
But that's a little more separate because not necessarily baked together. You might.
But we still assume that if it's a snack type of food, we'll assume that.
You don't have to make a hay.
Right. Yeah, no, definitely not. Anyways, even if you would assume it's not one food, it's two, but it's an ikka v'tuffel situation where it all comes up in one bite, which we discussed ikka v'tuffel before.
Uh-huh.
So that even if you're there, the mizonos is always the ikker. It's an ikka v'tuffel combination, and we said the mizonos is always the ikker, so that you would make just the mizonos. That is opinion number one. Opinion number two of what is pasa baba kisnin is any bread, any wheat, barley, rye, spelt, or oats that is kneaded with any liquid other than water. Kneaded with any liquid other than water, such as fruit juice, eggs, honey, and the Ramah holds that's how we paskin, that it has to be that fruit juice is the dominant taste in the dough. Not enough that it's 51% fruit juice. That's not enough to make it mizonos, according to opinion number two, to make it pasa baba kisnin, according to opinion number two. Rather, it has to be the dominant taste. It has to taste like a dessert type of food. Also, breads, and not only fruit juice, but breads that have a significant amount of sugar or cocoa or cinnamon or some type of spice flavoring added to it are included in opinion number two of what is pasa baba kisnin, and it only requires a mizonos. And the understanding is that since it's such a sweet, sweet tasting type of roll, and I'm not talking about those egg rolls, you know, you buy a bag of six rolls, you know, by Zamnix, they sell it in Kosher Connection, I think, that's not sweet enough. That is hamotzi. You could use it for lachem mishnah. Cinnamon bread. I gave my kid cinnamon this morning. I would think, if you ask Yochi, he'll never tell you what bracha it is. It's just say, you go ask your rav, but I asked many tamid chachamim, and that should be included in this opinion. There's a lot of cinnamon. Now again, before you guys all call out, like we said before, we still have to discuss, let's say I take a mizonos, I take a pasa baba kisnin, and I make this into my meal. We have to discuss that. Does that change the bracha tahamotzi? We're not up to there yet. But let's say I just have one piece of cinnamon bread. It would seem, for sure, as a snack. Maybe even a bai's meal. We'll see. It's not bread, but it has so much cinnamon. It's called cinnamon bread. But since it's such a sweet, and the cinnamon is the dominant taste, then we say that is considered included in opinion number two, and that would be only a mizonos. The simple examples, babka would also be included in that. Very good. Examples, cakes, chocolate cake, coffee cake, honey cake, muffins, cupcakes, croissants I have written here. Those are all have that the dough is a very, very sweet type of dough, and therefore that is opinion number two of what is mizonos. So again, we have to see how we paskin, but that opinion number two.
So it's best not to wash.
He does not write mizonos rolls on the cinnamon bread?
Not on the cinnamon bread. Okay, fine. Other rolls.
Fine, okay, good. Right, on the cinnamon bread, he doesn't. Right.
But can I say,
on those other rolls, he will, because if it's very, very sweet.
It's not, those, the rolls that write mizonos rolls on it.
We have to discuss mizonos rolls. We have to discuss.
It's not sweet.
Okay, very good. That's why there's no such thing as mizonos rolls. Right. We have to discuss it. We'll get there. All in due time. Maybe we should give this year until 11 o'clock today, and then this way I'll be able to cover
grain. Garlic knots.
Garlic knots. So.
Oh, good.
When we get to discuss Teddy's pizza, my conversation with Teddy, we'll discuss garlic nuts, okay? We'll get there. That's
if I just mentioned that Yochi's makes this really sweet, like on Sukkot, we had these big challahs. They were very amazing. Like,
okay.
They were very, very sweet.
Okay, I would have to taste them to see how sweet.
No, but I'm saying is that
Rabbi Cohen has to do a lot of research.
I have to do a lot of eating, it seems.
Best not to use one of those to make hamotzi.
If you're not sure how sweet it is. Yeah.
So I really learned something today.
It depends. If it's a meal type of food. If you would make a sandwich out of it, then we say that's hamotzi. I don't know how sweet the rolls are that you're referring to.
No, it's not a roll. There were these big challahs.
Chances are that's hamotzi.
Opinion number three.
Let me just finish this, and then
we need to talk about our challah recipe.
Okay.
And cups and cups of sugar in it.
Yeah.
But that's standard.
I don't think that it will make it so sweet that it'll make it the chazan, the way the Chazon Ish says it, the way he explains the Ramah,
like,
is that it has to take like a dessert food. It has to taste like
so
a dessert food.
I put like a sugar crumb topping.
A sugar crumb topping doesn't change anything. It has to be like all part of it, and it's a sweet type of dough. Not made out of fruit juice, it's made out of water, but you add so much sugar that it's even... Right, you add eggs and sugar, but it's not. It doesn't make it sweet enough that it turns it into a dessert type of food. That's your challah that you make. It's your challah recipe. So that's hamotzi. So that remains hamotzi. Even if you take one bite as a snack, that's hamotzi. The third opinion of what is possible with kisnin, something that you may know of, is opinion number three in the Rishayim, is when it's dry and thin and brittle and a crumbly type of pas that is eaten as a snack. And this is also because of the form, not so much because of the taste, but it's flour and water, but it's not suitable as a bread, as a mainstay of a meal. It's very thin, it's very brittle, and some examples...
Right.
Oh, very good, we'll get to matzah in a moment. Examples of this are crackers, pretzels, biscuits, breadsticks, kichel, flatbreads. Those are all mizonos, according to opinion number three, because those are all very, very thin and very brittle, and it's understood that it's not considered the mainstay in a general situation. Wait, we'll discuss wrap separately. as a mainstay of a meal. What's tricky is matzah. Matzah seems to fit into this category. The same way we're saying crackers are mizonos according to this, matzah seems to be mizonos according to this. And Sfardim make mizonos on matzah. You will never find a Sfardi using matzah as Lacha Mishnah for Shalosh Shudas. They make mizonos on matzah. The only time that a Sfardi makes hamotzi Pesach. On matzah is on Pesach, because that turns into the meal food. Matzah becomes the meal type of food on the holiday of Pesach, and therefore matzah switches to be hamotzi on Pesach for Sfardim. There's a big discussion. Let's say they have matzah, which I do. They have matzah left over after Pesach. You buy too much and you have matzah left over after Pesach. Does it go back to being a mizonos, or does it remain hamotzi? Fine. Let the Sfardim worry about that. Why do we make a hamotzi on matzah if it fits into category number three? So the answer is, like we keep on saying, that generally matzah is the mainstay of a meal. Matzah is considered a meal food. You use it as the main, and then you spread things on it. You make a sandwich out of it. Matzah is generally assumed by the Paiskim. That's one of the explanations. Then matzah is assumed by the Paiskim to be a meal type of food. And that's why, even though theoretically it fits into category number three of Passover B'Kisnin, but we're going to make hamotzi. But again, the Sfardim do make mizonos on matzah. Those are the three opinions of what is mizonos and what is Passover B'Kisnin. Practically, which one do we paskin like? Which one do we make a mizonos on?
All three.
So we know that we make a mizonos on all three. Now, my students had a very hard time with this. It's very simple. And let me explain it to you why we make a mizonos on all three. According to opinion number one, what is the bracha on categories two and three?
Hamotzi.
Hamotzi, right? Not Hadamah, because Hadamah is only when it simply grows from the ground and is not made more Choshev. This was made more Choshev. So it's either Mizonos or Hamotzi. So according to opinion number one, anything that falls under category two or three is Hamotzi. According to opinion number two, anything that falls under categories one or three is Hamotzi. And according to opinion number three, anything that falls under categories number one or two is Hamotzi. So now, they feel that only theirs is Mizonos. Practically, the halacha, we make a mizonos on all three of them. Why? Because the halacha is that if I take a hamotzi food, let's say a piece of bread that everybody agrees is hamotzi, I'm eating bread, I make a matilas edayim, and I eat the bread, and whoops, by mistake, I make a mizonos. So I made a mizonos on a hamotzi food. The halacha is that b'di'eved, that's okay. You don't have to make a new bracha. I washed. I'm talking about where I know I'm eating bread. I washed. I made a mizonos, but by mistake, I made a mizonos and I took a bite. I do not need to make a new bracha because b'di'eved mizonos works on a hamotzi food. Therefore, we make a mizonos on all three opinions. Why? Because what's the worst? What's the end? It's not the end of the world. Because what's the worst thing that I made a mizonos on a hamotzi food? According to two opinions, the food that I'm holding in my hand, according to two opinions, this pretzel is hamotzi. So, Nunu, I made a mizonos on a hamotzi food. B'di'eved, that works. Because of that, that is the reason why many paiskim explain why we make a mizonos on all three opinions. Okay? Is that good? There is another opinion out there that really these three opinions don't argue with each other. They all agree with each other. It's just giving other examples. So all three of them are mizonos, so that's for sure why we would make mizonos on all three. Fine, most places don't go with that. We assume that there is a machlokas between all three, but we make a mizonos on all three types of foods. Fine. Now, what we keep on saying we're going to get to is we'll get to right now. We have these three opinions, and we say, la'alacha, if you have one pretzel, you make a mizonos. If you have one flatbread, you make a mizonos. You have one kamatash, you make a mizonos. All opinions, if you have a little bit of it as a snack, you make a mizonos. Let's say I take one of these pasa baba kisnins and I make it into my meal. I do want to eat it as my meal. I want to have this Danish and coffee as my breakfast, which many men, could be your husbands or some of the men in your family, do this. They have a Danish and a coffee as their meal. They take one of the pasa baba kisnins and they turn it into their meal. Does that change it into a hamotzi or not? So the halacha is the following. When a person takes a pasa baba kisnin and they make it into what we call a kviyas su'uda. Su'uda means a meal. Kviya means like a makam kavua, means a set meal, and I make this pasa baba kisnin into my meal. So the answer is yes, and we need to determine how do I turn it into meal. But the answer is going to be that when I do have a kviya suda out of a pasa baba kisnin, not when I have a kviya suda out of an apple, but if I have a kviya suda out of a pasa baba kisnin, then the halacha is that you make a hamotzi. You wash, you make an atilas yadayim, a bracha b'al atilas yadayim, you say hamotzi, and you bench. A full hamotzi, it turns into a hamotzi when I have a kviyas suda. What determines if when something is changed into a kviyas suda? So the answer is the following, very important. It does not depend on each and every person for themselves. If I am eating this pasa baba kisnin as my breakfast, as my lunch, as my supper, that is irrelevant. That's how we paskin. It's irrelevant how I determine, oh, I want this pasa baba kisnin, this is going to be my lunch, this knish, this Danish, this pizza, whatever it is, it's irrelevant what I feel. Rather, it is decided by halacha what makes something into a kviyas suda. And now we're going to discuss what does the halacha tell us of what changes a pasa baba kisnin into a suda that requires a hamotzi and full benching. But again, let's get it out of our mind. It doesn't depend on my mindset. It depends on what halacha tells me is a kviyas suda. And there are two opinions that the Mishnah Berurah brings of what changes a pasa baba kisnin from a mizonos into a hamotzi, into a meal type of pas. Two opinions, and then we're going to discuss which one do we paskin like. Opinion number one, but it's important to say both opinions. Opinion number one is that it depends on the amount that I eat, and that amount is a fixed amount. That fixed amount is 8 kizaisim. 8 kizayis, which is 4 betzah, 4 eggs, which equals 8 kizayis. And we discussed before Pesach, in either the first or the second shiur on Hilchos Brachos, we discussed how big is a kizayis. We said that Rabbi Banner wrote a whole sefer, a thin sefer, but it's a big sefer, just on determining what exactly is a kizayis. 3/4 of a ragalach, he says, is a kizayis. We said a regular 2-pound loaf of rye bread, you take the middle slice, 1/4 of that middle slice, he held was a kizayis. Rabbi Chaim Kanevsky said it's even less than that. But he held 25% of that middle slice of a loaf of rye bread is considered a kizayis. According to opinion number one, if you have 8 kizayisim worth of pasa baba kisnin, that makes it into hamotzi, and you need to wash with tilas yadayim, hamotzi, and benching. Bachram and Adira do this all the time. The Bachram, the lunch is not good in yeshiva, which it probably is, but they say no, it's not, wasn't good. So they go to the store and they buy a big bag of ragalach or a big bag of pretzels or a big loaf of cake, and they eat that as their meal. So then it doesn't, again, not because, oh, this is my lunch and I don't like the meal. Let's say they eat it, this is their snack. Doesn't make a difference. According to opinion number one, you had 8 kizayis of pasa baba kisnin. If you do the math, it's not very hard. 3/4 of a ragalach is a kizayis. So how many is 8 kizayis? 6. Very good. My students did not get it. Like they couldn't. 6 ragalach. 6 ragalach. Guys have 6 ragalach. Like it's not even like it's not even an option. Of course, when you sit down for some ragalach, of course you have six ragalach. According to opinion number one, they would need to wash with hamotzi. Again, we'll have to say opinion number two in a moment. But according to opinion number one, they would wash and they would make hamotzi on six ragalach. Hold on one second. I'm sorry.
Flavoring.
It has all the flavoring, of course. Cinnamon, it's mezonos. It's mezonos. Uh-huh. But I'm talking about where you have so much of mezonos. Of course, ragalach mezonos. I'm talking
about in the morning. That is your meal.
I never cereal is not included in Pasa Baba Kissim. I have to discuss. I'm keeping to examples of something that's Pasa Baba Kissim. There's going to be other mezonoses that are not pas. All pasta and farina and farfel and some those are not considered pas. It's mezonos. We have to discuss that separately. But those are not pas. Hold on one second. Okay, I'm sorry. That is opinion number one. Opinion number two is that it doesn't depend on eight kezayis. Rather, what it depends on is the following. It's the if you eat Pasa Baba Kisnin, the amount that it is normal to eat of bread during a regular meal. During a regular bread meal, the amount of bread that it's normal to eat, however many kezayis that is, if you eat that amount of kezayis of Pasa Baba Kisnin. Again, opinion number one is very easy. Eight kezayis. Mm-hmm. According to opinion number two, it's not eight kezayis. Most paiskim assume that opinion number two is more than eight kezayis, which means that's a leniency. You only have to wash if you eat more than that. But it's only if you eat the amount of Pasa Baba Kisnin that it's normal to eat during a bread meal. Meaning, let's say you would have your supper is only bread, no other foods. How many slices of bread would be your meal? How many?
Three or four.
Some people in my class said two. Some people said five. It's unclear. That's not a whole meal. But it's unclear in the Paiskim. And if you look at all the English Svarim on Hilchos Brachos, hold on one second. Right, two maybe eight kezayis. Now I'm discussing opinion number two. If you look at the English Svarim, they also say that it's not clear exactly this opinion number two of how many kezayis is that. But one thing is for sure. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that it's not one amount for everybody. Each group is in a category by themselves. So teenage girls, let's say 9 kezayis or 10 kezayis would be a normal meal. So if they eat 9 kezayis or 10 kezayis of Pasa Baba Kisnin, then they would have to wash, according to opinion number 2. For Bachrim, maybe it would be like 15 kezayis. For an older lady, you know, it would be, let's say, 12 kezayis. For an old man that's, you know, 90 years old in a nursing home, it would be, you know, it would be the minimum 8 kezayis. The place can assume that opinion number 2 is not going to be less than 8 kezayis. It can't be less than 8 kezayis. So it would depend on each category. But again, it doesn't depend on you. It doesn't depend on this particular person. Especially if the person's on a diet, it doesn't depend on them. But it depends on what category they're in. There's one answer for teenage girls, but again, it's not clear. I know in Rabbi Four Sefer, there's, you know, in the blue Sefer on Hilchos Brachos, he gives like an example. So he says, it's not clear. He says, let's say 5 slices of marble cake are Kviya Suda. So he's like, approximately 5 slices of marble cake. He's not saying that halacha l'maaseh, if you eat 5 slices of marble cake, then you have to wash. But he's assuming it's around that amount. So that is opinion number 2. And most paiskim assume that we paskin like this opinion number 2. And you don't have to worry about the 8 kezayis. We're more lenient. This is a leniency. That we tell you, no, on 8 kezayis worth of Pasa Baba Kisnin, you don't have to wash. You only have to wash if you eat the amount that is normal to eat during a bread meal. Therefore, I'm sorry? No, it depends on each group of people. It depends on a category. If a person is a middle-aged woman or a middle-aged man is a different amount. It depends on the amount for your type. It doesn't depend on what you, let's say you always have only 2 slices of bread for long, or that amount of 2 slices of bread. It doesn't make a difference. If it's normal for your type of person to eat 3, then the answer is that it's 3. But again, it's not going to depend on what you normally eat. It's not going to depend on that I decide this is my breakfast. And that's why Shlomo Zalman Auerbach and Moshe Feinstein say that if you have a man who every morning, 5 days a week, they have a Danish and a coffee for breakfast. That's their breakfast. They don't even consider it as a bidyevet. They're very happy with that. A Danish and a coffee. They do not need to wash. Because a Danish is less, let's assume that a Danish is less than 4 kezayis, and it's less than the amount that they would normally eat during a regular supper meal. So even though they always eat the Danish and a coffee for breakfast, and they're happy with that, they still do not need to wash, because that is less than the shear of Kaviya Suda. However, Moshe Feinstein says, you should try to be strict and be careful for opinion number 1. Try not to eat 8 kezayis, because the Mishnah Berurah does bring such opinion. Really, we pass on like opinion number 2, but it's best to avoid opinion number one as well, and try not to eat eight kazayis, try to eat only less than that.
How much you want to eat going in.
So that's probably what you want to ask, if you want to switch in the middle.
Yeah, like what if you started eating
I knew you were going to ask that, I knew I was going to get to it, that's why I didn't take your question, I'm sorry. What they want to know is, those who didn't understand what the question was, is a very obvious question. Let's say, let's just keep to the number of six ragalach. We'll keep to that, because that's opinion number one. Let's say it's six ragalach. So I have three ragalach, and I make a mezonos, because I was only planning on having three. And then I say, you know what, these ragalach are really good. And so let me have another three ragalach. I'm just using that number just to keep it easy. So now, what do I do? I'm going to eat another three ragalach. So the answer is, if you don't want to write this down, it's going to confuse you, then don't write it down. I'm told my students that they're not obligated to know it, but the answer is extremely simple. If I'm going to eat another three ragalach, so I don't have to wash. If I would have known originally, then I would have washed. But if I'm going to eat another three, I don't need to wash, because I'm only eating three. I don't need to wash, I don't make a hamotzi, I just continue with the same mezonos, because I'm just going to have another three. But I do have to bench the full birchas hamazon, because sach hakol, overall, I had six. Again, I'm just using the number six as an easy number. So whether you bench alamichya or birchas hamazon, that depends on overall how much did you eat. As far as if I have to go wash and make a hamotzi, that depends on how much I am going to eat. So if I change my mind in the middle, it'll be a little bit weird that I'll end up making only a mezonos, but I'll end up benching. And so too, just the opposite. Let's say I want to have six. So I wash, I say Natil Sedayim, I make Hamotzi, and then after three, I realize, you know what, forget it, I don't want. So I didn't do anything wrong, because at the time, I thought I'm going to be having a Hamotzi. I thought I'm going to be having six. But at the end of the day, I only make an Alamichya, because I did only have three. Fine, maybe it's confusing, but it's one general rule. Yeah.
So let's say over the course of like 2 hours, you end up eating an entire bag of pretzels.
Right.
And then you would still bench.
Correct. Right. This doesn't need to be within 3 or 4 minutes. We've
and
said the shir k'deachil's pras. This doesn't have to be k'deachil's pras. This is the amount of a suda. This is, you know.
And also for the washing, there's no time constraint. Like, you know, you're going to sit down and eat 10
if
it takes you.
Correct. Right. Yeah.
But just to clarify, does it have to do with your mindset? Like, you have to have that mindset that you're eating this as a meal.
No. It is not dependent on you. The meal in yeshiva was great, or my wife's meal was fine.
Right.
And I want to have a snack. What's my snack? 10 ragalach. For some people, maybe that's a snack. You know, for a big guy, maybe that's a snack.
Right.
They would need to wash.
Okay.
It does not depend on how you you consider what you're about to eat. Yeah.
But mezonoses come together. So let's say you go to a kiddush.
We're going to discuss kiddush in a second. We're going to discuss kiddushes. Very good. I want to discuss kiddush in one moment. Yeah.
What about, let's say, a woman who would have a Danish for breakfast?
Okay.
Is that considered a size that she would need to wash and bench?
I would tell you not. But I would tell you that it's probably better not to eat the whole Danish. Because that's already getting... I'm sorry? Yeah, for other reasons also. Okay, that's personal reasons. I could only help you in the halacha. I can... but
that's a good halacha.
Yeah. You could eat it. You could eat a whole Danish. I don't want to be quoted as Robert Cron said, you shouldn't eat whole Danishes, but you know, because you could eat a whole Danish and you make a mezonos. I don't think that it's, unless it's like a really, really big Danish. But I don't think that would be a problem. Yeah.
Does the kazayis include the filling? Let's say back to the kish, you're having the...
Oh, so that's touching upon a kiddush, which you had asked, so we're going to discuss that right now. I think...
I don't know if it's the same thing, but I was saying, like, let's say the filling is not mezonos.
Right, okay. So I'm going to discuss that right now. If I don't answer your questions, you tell me. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds the following. We keep on saying that if you eat the amount of pasabah bekistin, the amount of ragalach, the amount of pretzels, the amount of cookies, the amount of either eight kazayis, or the amount that's normal to eat during a bread meal, then you have to wash. Rav Moshe Feinstein holds that not only do we consider into the cheshbon the actual pasabah bekistin, but also the other foods that you eat, which means the following. Let's say I'm going to have just bread, so let's say three slices is what's normal. But let's say I'm not having only bread. I would have tuna fish also. So then maybe two slices of bread is normal because I'll be stuffed, I have a sandwich with tuna fish. Says Moshe Feinstein, if let's say I have a bunch of cookies, but I have other foods also, cholent, gefilte fish, herring, salads, soda, and the amount of mezonos that I had is the amount of normally that bread that I would have with other foods.
So you could cut in half.
Then that would also make it hamotzi. So Rav Moshe doesn't say half, he doesn't say 50%, but he says, let's say, 2 or 3 bayim, which means 4 or 6 kazayas. So according to Rav Moshe Feinstein, if you have 4 or 6 kazayas of, let's say, cakes and cookies, and then you have tons of other food. You have salad and you have cholent and gefilte fish, you would have to wash. And the Aruch HaShulchan says, you can look it up, the Aruch HaShulchan screams and he says, it's terrible how people go to a Kiddush and they have some mezonos, because of course we know Kiddush Makam Suda, you have to have some mezonos, and they have a few kazayas of mezonos, and then they have tons of other food and they don't wash. He says they have to wash. He says it's clear in Halacha they have to wash. The Ramesh Feinstein is going along with the Aruch HaShulchan that the other foods are included in the Cheshbon. Now, not enough if you just have one tiny cookie and then all the rest is the other foods. You have to have like 4 or 6 kezaisim of the Pasa Baba Kisnan. And I don't know what happens in the lady section, but by a men's section, by a Kiddush, there are people there that are eating like there's no tomorrow. I don't know what their wives' recipes are, but they're eating and eating. And I see they have plenty of mezonos, and then they have plenty of herring, and they have plenty of cholent, and plenty of kugel, and cholent itself could be pasta by the kiss, and that's also correct. Lox and kugel is not, because that's included in pasta, but they would need to wash. And the place can go at great lengths to try and be what we call, melamed chus, to find maybe why they're not washing. Maybe we don't hold like Ramosha Feinstein. Maybe we don't hold that the other foods are included in the cheshbon. Maybe because they're standing, so then that means automatically that makes it not into a kaviyah suda, and maybe this, and maybe
they
that.
Sit. They have tables.
Yeah, now they sit, right? Listen, it's something that should be avoided. So it's something that needs to be kept in mind in halacha, especially when you go to a kiddush, that you have to be careful. This halacha, this is clear in halacha, as far as the only thing that's not clear is how much is opinion number two, which type of people. But again, the best is to avoid it. And I know for myself that a lot of times, I never stay by a bris to eat unless it's a friend of mine. So I always take food in the car, because I want to, whether driving and eat at home or I'm driving on the way back to Passaic. And so if it's a bagel, so of course I wash, it's a bagel. But a lot of times there's mezonos types of foods. We'll discuss pancakes when we discuss other types of pas, and this is a bunch of rogaloch and I'm not able to take the bagel. I'm not in the mood of washing, so I take a bunch of rogaloch. I try to make sure to keep in mind that I take less than what is the kviya suda. I try, like Rav Moshe Feinstein says, to try to be machmer like opinion number one, and I try to make sure to eat less than 8 kazayas and what's less than the normal amount. It's something that shouldn't be too hard to be careful about. It's usually more nageya for men who eat like a lot, but definitely those are clear in halacha as far as being kviya suda. What we still need to discuss, Be'ez Hashem, next time will be mezonos rolls. Mezonos rolls, we have to discuss. We have to discuss pizza and what people think Rabbi Sachs says. That people told me Rabbi Sachs says this and this. I asked Rabbi Sachs, now he says. So we have to discuss that. So I'll tell everybody to come to find out what's the bracha on pizza next week. And other like pastas and things like that. And of course, we have to discuss rice. Be'ez Hashem, we're going to discuss rice and granola bars. And then Be'ez Hashem, we'll move on.
Thank you.